This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
It's scorecard time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you choose to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise. Hutchie, I'm still not entirely sure of what this scorecard is all about. I know we've done it for 3 weeks and people seem to be getting an awareness of it, but for those jumping in on the scorecard for the first time, please take them and maybe even myself through it, please.
Yeah, so it's simple as this. There's a series of questions up to 10. We alternate who reads them. We both give it a score out of 10. You are only allowed to give it a number. You can't qualify it until the absolute end. So you're committed to a number and you've only got 2 passes out of 10.
And what does the number relate to?
10 is high, 1 is low.
Yeah, but what is it?
How about that for rocket science?
I'm actually getting more. It's like your explanation of what was it called? Twitch about 5 years ago. I was more after you spent 10 minutes explaining it how it works. I don't know what we're about to do here. Scorecard.
10 means you agree and support it. 1 means you disagree and hardly support it. And 5 means you're ambivalent. I don't know. What did you skip primary school? What are we dealing with here? Let's go.
Matty Groves' decision to step down from Olympic swimming trials in Adelaide, citing misogynistic culture.
10.
10.
Nathan Buckley's decision to stand down as Collingwood coach.
9.
5.
News that Australian Federal Police and FBI had nabbed criminal underworld figures in worldwide sting using encrypted app.
8.
4.
Ooh. The story of the COVID-positive Melbourne woman who had left Melbourne during lockdown and driven to the Sunshine Coast.
7.5.
8. Poorly framed question from my view. Doesn't needs to be a little bit more specific. We'll deal with that. Caroline, you go.
Caroline Wilson's comments on Footy Classified regarding St Kilda's absent players Seb Ross and Tim Membry, who didn't play, choosing to put their family first.
1. 4. Highest number of Order of Australia awards given to women this year than ever before?
I'm going to park that one because that one needs further explanation and I'll tell you why at the end of it.
9.
Remarkable story of a Cape Cod lobster diver who was swallowed whole by a whale and then regurgitated. I'm going 10 on that. This is the second time I've spoken about this in the past hour.
5.
It didn't happen, but it's a fantastic story by the bloke. ProPublica reporting that the top 25 richest Americans, including the likes of Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett and Elon Musk, had essentially only paid a true tax rate of 3.4% between 2014 and 2018, despite their collective net worth rising by $400 billion in the same period.
10.
10.
The Four Corners revelations of PM Scott Morrison's close ties to the QAnon, is that how you say it? QAnon?
QAnon.
Cult via his friend Tim Stewart.
1.
5. The devastation of many Victorian towns after last week's floods and storms, highlighting our vulnerability to disaster with phone, internet and electricity down for days.
7.
10. I'll back over mine. I think the coverage of the Victorian towns has shown how much we need to improve that area.
Yep.
I didn't see Four Corners, so I don't want to comment. I thought the ProPublica was a great yarn. I'm not saying that they can't minimise their tax, but it was a great story and galvanised. I gave it a 5, the Cape Cod, only because of the way you framed the question, which I didn't love, and I don't believe his story. It's a great yarn, though. I think 9 out of 10 for the Order of Australia for Women at 44, because you'd like to see it be a minimum 50 ongoing, so it should be a 10. Seb and Tim, I spoke about on the main body. I respect Caroline's opinion, but disagree with it. The lockdown to the Sunshine Coast, 8. The FBI, I thought they did a lot of patting themselves on the back, so I deducted 2 from that. And I thought Nathan should have potentially, he handled it perfectly. He says a 10 the way he handled it, but the question was posed about his decision to stand down. A, I didn't feel he did.
Yep.
And B, if it had been his choice, I'd have told him to stay for a bit longer.
There you go. Okay. I didn't give a number on the Order of Australia question being given to him because, as per my comments on the main body of the Sounding Board, I don't think any awards, as per the Order of Australia Awards, should be given because anyone who gets paid to do a job should be doing that job and not seeking honour recognition for that said job. If you choose to take the wage, I think you relinquish the right to the honour. Actually, that's my explanation around that. And you're right. That Cape Cod lobster diver, it was nearly my favourite story of the week, Archie, that claim that he was in the whale's mouth for a minute.
You're not buying it either?
Not buying it one bit. Not buying it one bit. Great love the story. There. Love the story.
But gone around the world.
He was in there for a minute, he said. A minute. Yep.
That was a great yarn, though. So there you go. That was the Sounding Board scorecard for DrinkWise. Please hit us up with your questions next week, and we'll try and get to them. And if you won't miss a moment, of course, if you're choosing to have a drink, if you drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for DrinkWise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.